community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Maybe. Right, I'm joined by the lovely Karen Chilvers, who's just joined us in the studio tonight. I keep saying tonight. It is tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it's morning.
It's morning. Karen, you've just been watching... Which account were you just watching?
Oh, well, I'm all over the place. I'm just flitting. I'm supposed to be watching Brentwood West, my ward, but I can't stop going over to Whartley, which is right at the other end of the studio.
Why are you doing... A studio room, you mean?
It's
we're
a
tired,
long,
aren't
you? Long day.
Why are you so interested in Whartley? What's happening in Whartley?
Well, I'm hoping that Jill Hubbard's going to take that one. It's looking fairly likely at the moment, just from what we've seen.
Okay. Are you worried tonight?
I'm just perplexed. It's the strangest election count. You sort of come in with a certain expectation that you've got a rough idea what's going to happen, but the voting's all over the place, because the year really do change it. At the moment I can't predict, and I'm too tired to think of anything clever, so I'm just going to wait.
I mean, look, most commentators thought there'd be a big difference between, you know, a lot of people would vote European one way and then locally another way. I certainly did, Alan certainly did. We voted for one party for European and another party for local issues. Does it hurt you a little bit that, you know, the UKIP vote in Brentwood is looking quite strong, and it is, you know, South End seems to be going, Basildon seems to be going that way. I'm not sure about Thurrock. We've just heard that Conservatives have held a couple of seats in Thurrock so far. But does that hurt when you put... I know, because you work so hard.
Yeah, we do work hard. And one thing I do wish is that people would look at the different levels of government and really think about who's the right people in those positions. But there are an awful lot of people out there who don't understand politics. They don't understand the political structure or what politicians actually do, and that's a real shame. I mean, just to give you an example, someone I knew, younger than mid-20s, thought that what happened was that all the councillors got elected and that all added up to give you an MP.
And, oh dear.
But then nobody teaches anybody how it actually works in this country, and that's the sad thing.
We're confused ourselves. I never quite understood why we have, there's a big split in the council elections. You know, you're not up this year, but you're up in two years' time or whatever.
So many people have been asking me why I'm standing down, and I said, no, I'm here till 2016, whether you like it or not. But, of course, we elect in thirds, but many councils, and I think most councils, have all-up elections, which I'm actually more in favour of, because you're never more than 364 days away from election, as a general rule.
Vince Cable said tonight it's going to be a very, very tough night for the Liberal Democrats. Would you go along with that?
I've been too at the rock face in Brentwood West to worry about anything else. I think it will be while we're in government. People have this view that we are just curtailing to the Tories. I don't, but then I probably look at a lot more of what happens, and I look at some of the things that we've stopped the Tories doing in national government, and I'm, you know, quite proud of our record. But I do understand that not many people have time or the interest to sit down and really study it in depth, but I wish people would. I wish it was taught more, perhaps in schools, and I wish the media, and I don't say Phoenix in this, but the national media particularly, would actually start thinking about politics and the decisions that politicians make, rather than how funny Boris Johnson's hair is. That would be very, very refreshing if they would actually look into some of the things that we did and some of the things that politicians at all levels can change and influence. And that's why you need to elect the right person. So,
what have been the main issues locally for you and for the Liberal Democrats, Karen?
We're back to the exciting world of potholes, streetlights, and things like
what about the streets?
No, that's not really come up, to be honest.
But I think people are probably almost
bored.
I was going to say that almost
bored to tears with
it. Because it's dragged on for so long, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But on the subject of streetlights, what's the Liberal Democrat take on that on Brentwood Council?
Well, we're completely against it. I mean, it was a county decision,
what can the council do about it, though? Because Louise McKinley was in earlier, the leader of the council, and she said that she seemed a little bit put out, actually, didn't she, Mike? That opposition councillors were suggesting that, you know, they were criticising Brentwood Council because the lights are going out, but she said it's nothing to do with Brentwood Council. Are you saying
that doesn't mean that a council in a town that's affected by something can't lobby or influence the person making that decision. And it would have been nice if when we actually brought tabled a motion at for council earlier this year, Roger Hurst actually stopped the debate by moving straight to the vote that we didn't have the debate. So she could have done a lot more to influence it by, you know, writing to or negotiating with Essex County Council and saying, look, we don't agree with that. I mean, I got I went to a do at Stockbrook Manor and we got a taxi and it arrived just before 12. And as we drove down the streets from Billericay into Brentwood, the lights were just going off in front of us.
Oh, you can set your clock back, can't you?
Yeah, you could actually see them go off. And yeah. The taxi driver said, nobody is in favour of it. And
Eric Pickles, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Eric Pickles has spoken out in favour of the lights going out.
Oh, yes, he has, because Eric thinks that people go, the reason people want lights is because they go to aerobics at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't think he knows of any aerobic classes at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I do know that last night went to find one of my wayward cats at 1 o'clock, and it was terrifying because it's absolutely pitch black where I live.
It is actually quite.
Yeah.
They
had other alternatives, switching off every other, going to LED lights. There's many other options. You can even have lovely lights in the pavements. There are so many things that you can do.
So your take on this is that Brentwood Council should be lobbying. Firstly having a debate on it, and secondly lobbying at county level on that, because it is something that probably everybody's got a view on.
Can I just interject there? We were talking to Mike Casey earlier. He was talking about the fear that Wendy Curtis, the deputy mayor, might lose a seat, and she's just done that. Chris Baker from UKIP has beaten her by, well, a huge result, really. 1,169 for Chris Barker, UKIP, and Wendy Curtis, who was in power, 763.
And this is in?
This is in the Bellis ward in Thurrock. So
right.
That's an indication of how things are going. Though, a little further down on my Twitter feed, I can see that Tunde Ojatola has held Chafford, a very popular Conservative councillor there. We'll wait to see what else happens as the night goes on. Oh dear, Alan's exploded.
Too much talking. I need more coffee, I think. Karen, talking much earlier on, it seems like hours ago, it was certainly yesterday with Phil Baker and Russell Quirk at Brentwood First about the bigger picture in Brentwood. And it does seem, I put it to them, that it is the Conservative administration versus everybody else. And there's obviously not a formal alliance between the Lib Dems, Labour and Brentwood First. But it is fair to say that, to some extent, you work together as an opposition.
I think the fundamental point was, and anybody who's watched my Twitter feed over the last 6 years has probably known that Russell Quirk and I have had a colourful relationship over the years. But now we get on incredibly well. And I think that the fundamental reason for that is because what we really care about is the people in Brentwood that we represent and for the greater good. And I'm not saying, I know that sounds really probably sycophantic and everything, but actually it's the truth. I didn't get into this for me. It hasn't done me personally any good, I can assure you. You know, it's difficult having a full-time job and being a councillor, same as Russell's got a business.
And politicians tend not to be liked.
Well,
fairly or unfairly?
I think in a lot of cases, unfairly, because you will do something, take for instance Tesco Worley Hill, which they were perfectly at liberty to change that from a pub into a Tesco because the law allowed them to, that the law of Labour had introduced, funnily enough. And William Lloyd and I did a lot to try and help the local businesses because we couldn't stop Tesco Worley. So it was pointless having the campaign against it on petitioning and standing there with black arms. Absolutely pointless because it wouldn't have changed the thing. So we tried to support the businesses, and we got a lot of flack for not trying to stop it. And you know, sometimes you can't. It's just that's how it is, and that's what
Absolutely.
It works. And you can't,
Absolutely.
You cannot keep fighting a battle that's lost.
Why are you as Lib Dems not fighting every ward? I know it's two wards, isn't it, that you're not fighting Hutton South and South Weald. Is that a deal between you and Brentwood First?
sort of, I think I just call it a sensible, you know, good idea, really, because where Councillor Nigel Clarke was, you know, in Brentwood West, we'd have had two opposition fighting each other, and actually probably what would have happened is UKIP would have come through the middle, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen because the voting's all over
Nigel
the place,
Clarke, former Lib Dem.
Yes, former Lib Dem.
He's had quite a few changes, Nigel.
Yeah, I know, and I think it's just says to everybody, we've overcome our differences, you know, as individuals, to come together to actually try and do the best for Brentwood.
And a question, only two, mm-hmm. Two seats overall to lose control of the council.
Yeah.
Mike put it to Louise, would the Conservatives be able to work with the opposition? Because council business has to carry on, doesn't it?
That is a real possibility. In an ideal world, that would be everybody's focus. But I think the Conservatives, certainly the Brentwood lot, seem just hell-bent on... I don't know what. I don't even know what their focus is anymore.
But whatever happens tonight, Karen, the Conservatives, I think I'm right in saying... how do you pronounce that word?
Arithmetically. No, is that right?
I don't know.
Oh, it's too
mathematically,
far.
Whatever.
That sounds better. Mathematically, I think that's the word we were looking for.
I believe I'm right in saying that the Conservatives will still be the largest party, even if they lose overall control. So you're going to have to work together, aren't you, if that happens?
Yeah, but
and obviously you want that to happen.
There's been so many occasions, Alan, where we've... tried to work with them over things, and we've tried to sort of, you know, make them smell the coffee and actually work together. But we know from things that the former Brentwood First Tories have told us that they just won't hear of it. They just sit there and just, you know, we can't agree with that because it's a Lib Dem idea, or, you know, it's a Labour idea. It's a stupid way to carry on, because we should all be representing residents. But it's got a lot worse in the 7 years I've been on the council, bar a sabbatical. It's got an awful lot worse. And I have to lay that at the feet of Louise McKinley, because it got worse, you know, over the last 5 years. And there's no need for it. We can agree on things. That's absolutely fine to do that. It really is.
Maybe if they lose control, things might change.
I'm sure they'll all want to be our friends then, but they've done a lot of bad things to us.
But they've done some good things, haven't they? I mean, this thing with the parking, the first 30 minutes free parking that's coming in, that's a good thing that the...
Well, it would be a good thing if it was their idea, but the thing is, I have got a picture, I think, on the Brentwood Lib Dems website at the moment, where we actually put a motion together. It was actually quite funny, because I was really tired, and I was supposed to be presenting this motion. I wasn't on the committee, and I thought, it's only going to get voted down. So I gave it to Councillor Davis. She read it out. Half the Tories had buggered off home as usual, and we won the vote.
It is 2 o'clock in the morning, but we don't use language like that.
Don't we? I thought I was safe to use it.
No,
you know, that's not swearing. I'm tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock.
I used it three times that word tonight on stage.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Right, just to give you an update, Labour so far, this is nationally, have gained 4. The Tories have lost 20. UKIP have gained 22.
This is votes. This is seats.
Lib Dems have lost 6, and Greens nothing. No votes. No nothing.
Oh, bless them.
Nothing. So there we go. We're going to let you get back to the hall.
Oh, thank you.
Because we're getting...
Just before we do, actually, you've mentioned the Greens there, Mike, and that's put something into my mind about the whole political thing at the moment, whatever people's colours. Obviously, in Brentwood, it's been interesting for a few years now with the situation, uniquely in Brentwood. But the national situation, the rise of UKIP, the Lib Dems being punished... fairly unfairly, perhaps, as the side of the coalition which is really sort of taking the flak for being in government. A lot of interesting things going on. And where was my mind going with this? Electoral reform. This is something that it is late, isn't it? Or it's early. The Lib Dems, you've throughout your history campaigned for electoral reform. Now, with the rise of UKIP quite possibly, and it's looking like UKIP nationally in the, well, we don't know about the European elections, but we could certainly make a stab that they could well come first in the European elections, in the local elections as well, doing very, very well. Now, come next year's general election, if that is reflected, UKIP pick up a lot of votes, perhaps don't win too many seats in Westminster. Do you think that will reinvigorate the whole debate about the electoral system? Leaving the politics out of it, obviously you as a Lib Dem don't hold a lot of track for UKIP.
There's a very simple question at 2 o'clock in the morning to me to ponder on. I don't know. I mean,
it was hard enough for me to ask,
was,
so I don't know how you're going to answer it.
When you got to the point, who knows? I'll just go back to my...
You're going
to
start saying naughty words again, aren't you?
No,
asking
it wasn't
questions
a
like
naughty
that.
Word. You should hear me. You should have heard me in the committee room today when I was telling people to go out and knock off our voters. Again, I just think people need to look at very carefully at people's policies. And I really, that is my undying wish, is just please look at the policies and see which ones suit that level of government and which one's right for us. It shouldn't be about who shouts the loudest or throws the most money at it. It should be about, you know, the right person for the job.
Okay.
Karen, thank you very
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.